Thanks for tuning in to your Day Off Podcast, hosted by your boys, Corey and Tony.
I think by the end of today, I might have another best friend.
They're committed to making you fall in love with the hair industry, one podcast at a time.
You're going to grab a lot of information.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot.
Presented by Hairdistry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Your Day Off Podcast will begin after a word from our sponsors.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to your day off. My name is Corey. Of course, I'm sitting with my best friend, Tony. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. So a couple weeks ago, if you saw our Instagrams, we were in New York City and we had a couple meetings there. But what's really cool is that while we were there, we accidentally or not on purpose, like ran into our guest today and we were able to finalize this the podcast today. So I'm pretty excited about it, man.
Yeah, and she's been on the podcast before, and you know, anytime that you have someone that is trying to change the industry or sharing light to the industry and and elevating the industry, you know, and they're doing something new or something innovative, you want to have them back on.
Yeah, absolutely. And what she's doing, I think, is kind of neat. Like you were saying, anything that kind of like what I would say improves the industry, right?
100%.
So it's really cool. Today our guest is Monet Everett, and Monet is doing she's producing, hosting the Texture Style Awards. I'm really interested in talking about you know the awards and why we need another awards thing and how hers is the same, how hers is different. You know, I just want to kind of get in the story of what the Texture Style Awards are.
Yeah, for the little that we know, and we were talking pre-podcast here, I'm curious because it seems like there's a lot of judges, there's a lot of questions on why.
Yeah, for sure. Should we get in?
Let's do it.
Miss Monet Everett, welcome back to your day off.
Oh, thank you guys. I'm so happy to be here with you guys, Corey and Tony. Thanks for finding me worthy to come back for another episode.
Dude, it was so cool running into you in New York. You know, like New York is like such a big city, and to think that you're going to run into someone that you know, that's pretty cool.
It is. I was so happy to see you guys. I know exactly what you mean. It's like I try to run into people and I don't run into anybody, but then sometimes there are some people that I run into everywhere I go, and they're like, oh my God, you again.
Actually, I had a friend. I'm going to sidebar the conversation. I apologize. But I had a friend years ago, Chris Rosenthal. Like we had a friend, Chris, I would run into this guy everywhere. I was like in like, I don't know if you remember, like there used to be this pumpkin patch in like Southern Virginia. I ran into Chris there. And then I was in Puerto Rico and I ran into, no, I'm sorry. I was in Cancun and I ran into Chris in Cancun. Like what are the chances, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Cause I haven't seen him since hair school.
Right. And I've run into him, you know, probably, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. 10 times since then. It's so crazy. And we met at the pumpkin patch. He didn't even have kids. So I don't even know how we were. But, you know, shout out to Chris Rosenthal.
He's like, I heard it was fun down here. So I pulled up.
He totally pulled up, man.
Oh, we ran into Monet and it wasn't even had to do with hair.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, Monet be out there. You know, if it's cool stuff going on, I'd be there.
She's going on. So, yeah, like, I totally, you know, like, when we go to hair shows, we expect to run into people that we know. But at that event, I didn't. And anyway, that's crazy. It was good running into you. It's good seeing you. And kind of like, kind of give us, like, you know, give the listeners, if they didn't listen to the first podcast, like, 2 minutes of who Monet is and all that stuff.
So I am a celebrity hairstylist, author, and educator, and most importantly, the founder of Texture Style Awards. I work with celebrities like Dominique Fishback, Mariah Carey, Mia Long, a lot of Disney starlets, Nickelodeon starlets. I work across runway, TV, photo shoots, advertisements, And I'm really blessed to do the things that I wanted to do growing up. And to top it off, I founded Texture Style Awards to help call attention to the need for more diversity, but also most importantly, help the artists who have the talent create the relationships they need to work beyond the chair, work doing photo shoots, advertisements, and partnering with brands.
That's amazing. You don't sound busy at all.
No, right? How did we run into you? Right. That's crazy. You know, you said like you get to do the stuff that you wanted to do as a kid. Like when you said that, the word freedom flashed before my eyes. Like that sounds like freedom. Like when you get to like really like dive into like what you really, really want to do and how you've kind of, and not to overuse this word, but how you've kind of manifested that, like congratulations, because I think you're in the 1% of people alive. And that's pretty powerful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was really important to me. I met a lot of family members and family friends very early on who were very open about their regrets and the things that they wished to do. And the joy of being a child is not understanding why they didn't do it. So I really worked to not have those regrets. I don't know if it's 100% freedom, because I always tell the joke that you leave your boss because you don't want anybody telling you to do what to do. And then you go into business and now everybody's your boss and telling you what to do.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But anyway, you know, listen, you manifested, you got to sit in it now, right?
Yes. The things I didn't know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So what are you up to now?
So I spend my time now really promoting Texture Style Awards and my education. Just yesterday, we did a class for Texture Education Series teaching artists how to style. Yesterday's focus was curly hair. But when I'm not there a couple of weeks before, I was in Joshua Tree with my client, Brittany Howard, like a 14-time Grammy winner. We were doing shooting some stuff for her upcoming album, trying to think of Ryan, Michelle Bathe. I did her for a gala last week. It just, you know, it's always this fine timing, or the week before, because last week I was on a cruise, a hairstyling cruise, where I was teaching about diversity and inclusion. Had no idea that those exist. Found out about it and went on and taught about diversity and inclusion in the beauty industry.
Hold on. You were on a hairstyling cruise? How have we not heard about this?
I don't know.
How'd you hear about it?
I heard about it through another host, and I was like, this sounds fantastic. I'd love to go. And it was like this look between us, and they were like, yeah, so come and we'll make it work. And it seemed like way too short notice, but that is my life. Like, you know, there's always this joke about your single friends will call you on Tuesday and say, hey, let's go to another continent on Friday. I am that friend. So when they asked me with 10 days, I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. It was the week before Mother's Day. So I was like, hey, mom, I want to go. Please come with me. And she was like, oh my God, is this for next Mother's Day? And I was like, no, this one. Do you need help packing? Because we're leaving in like less than a week.
Well, that's pretty. Well, there once again. See, that's cool, right?
Yes. With you. Blessings. I said, God must have known I had not put any thought into my Mother's Day present. And he was like, oh my God, I got something better. I took her to Mexico and Jamaica, and we spent a few days on the boat together. And now I definitely won Mother's Day this year. Yes,
you did. Good job, man.
You have siblings?
Four of them. So it's hard.
Oh, snap. I know they're all four. The other four are probably cussing at you like, oh, yeah. She got us.
Exactly. That's why I said I won this year, but I won't be able to keep up next year.
Well, you can't outdo that, can you? Unless it's Mother's Day every year. That's pretty cool though, man. And yeah. By the way, can you send me the information on that? I want to look into that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ms. Monet. All right, cool. So how many years has Texture Style Awards been around?
This is only the second. The first year was 2021. The idea was birthed in 2020 when we were all at home on punishment, couldn't go anywhere, and we found out the world is not as pretty as we told ourselves it was. So I came up with the idea of Texture Style Awards.
That's awesome. And then what, so, I mean, kind of walk us through that. Like what, why did you want to do it? How'd you want to do it? And all that stuff.
Yeah. What makes it different?
Okay. So I can get a bit heavy here. We were at punishment on, we were all at home on punishment. And I remember so many studies being done specifically on the beauty industry and their lack of diversity and inclusion. And I just expected them to say things have not been fair. I did not expect the study that came out to say that the top five industry trades, their entire digital footprint since the inception of being digital, so that's online publications, that's Instagram, YouTube, and all of that combined, only had a max of 3% African-American representation, either in models or artists that they featured. And while the world is comprised of many more minorities than African-American, I just thought that that was crazy. So the next question is, if you don't like it, what are you going to do about it? So I really wanted to focus on making sure stylists knew all hair textures. And I thought it would be great to create a competition because most of us are competitive. So I broke it down really simple to the four hair textures. There's only four. We all fall into one of these four: straight hair, wavy hair, curly hair, and coily hair. So there's importance. If you're only used to working with coily hair, you need to know straight and wavy. You're only used to working with wavy hair, you need to know curly and coily. And then as the situation went on, I said, okay, so now I have made it a competition, but I don't know if I'm getting the point across. So we made preceding classes called the Texture Education Series, where I teach you how to style each hair texture specifically. And I show you how really there's way more in common than not. Most of it is just fears that you have. And I show you how to style it for photos. But during these classes, I was really able to reach the heart of so many artists who were really very open and vulnerable and asking me questions. So we got to the heart of why they really weren't styling hair textures that were not similar to their own. And they asked a lot of questions that they may have been embarrassed to ask in another situation. I walked in and said, you know, this was virtual. So of course people get a little more gumption when they're not face to face. And I was like, this is your time. Ask any question that you're nervous, even if you have to send it anonymously. Let's get to the bottom of it. There are hundreds of people on this Zoom. It's not possible that your question someone else doesn't have. So ask these questions. And most of the time, it really came down to stereotypes, things they didn't know about. And most of the time, they were really shocked when I showed them, okay, if someone has tangly hair, what do you do? You wet it and you comb from the ends up. And I said, so do you only do that for one hair texture? They were like, yeah, that only works for straight. No, that's what you do for literally every hair texture. If you want to create more volume, when do you back brush? And they're like, for straight and wavy. No, for every single hair texture. If you want to create a solid shape, that's only for coily hair. Do you stuff it? No, we stuff every hair texture. So there were a lot of eye-opening moments. I was so happy I was able to get sponsorship buy-in because that meant our prizes were out of this world. They were featured in all types of different publications and media outlets. So I would say Texture Style Awards has octopus legs where we talk about the competition, but behind the scenes, it's the education and the diversity. And most importantly, I'm helping artists get on. If you want to work beyond the chair, I want to help you find your opportunity to do so.
So like a lot of times, you know, we kind of talked about this pre-podcast here. Like, you know, when you say texture, people automatically kind of, you know, assume that you're talking about wavy on down type texture. And can you dive into that a little bit?
Absolutely. So I'm so excited that you said Texture Style Awards because that is the name. A lot of times when people say it, they throw a D on it. We don't need the D on it. Everybody has texture in their hair. The purpose of this competition is to celebrate all four hair textures because we have way more in common than not. So every person is born with texture in their hair, straight hair, wavy hair, curly hair, and coily hair. And it's really funny. The straight hair, I always say, should be broken down into subcategories because most people think about straight hair just as in having no curl pattern. But what about the super stereotypically straight hair that has extraordinarily thick strands, that hair that you want to do a loose wave, but you have to use like a pencil curler and a prayer and hope that you get a curl? You know, we've all seen that hair texture. And most artists struggle with that hair texture as well. So the bottom line is most stylists that I've come across are able to work with one texture of hair really well, maybe one and a half to two. And there tends to be two others that they can use a bit more help in.
Yeah, that's fair. Questions about the Texture Style Awards is, you were saying that you had classes. Do you have to do the classes in order to, what word am I looking for?
Compete?
No, I'm so happy you asked that question. The classes are just an added bonus. If you want to take the classes and compete, yes, I'm excited to hear that. We actually give you a free entry if you take the classes. If you do not want to take the classes and compete, hey, more power to you. We're happy to see what you enter. The classes are a way to help people to learn about hair textures they're not as confident in. And even if they're confident in that texture, they may not know how to style for photos instead of styling for working beyond the chair. They're completely independent. You can make them go together or not. They're a la carte.
I love that, man. That's so cool. So what are the categories?
So we keep it super basic: straight hair, wavy hair, curly hair, and coily hair, up style, or straight, wavy, curly, coily, down style. Those are eight right there. Those are the pro categories. And then we have two categories.
Hold on. So for me to enter, I need to do all four looks?
No, those are eight different categories right there. And you can choose what you want to enter. We allow you to enter up to three times per category. And we want you to enter as many categories as you're comfortable with.
Okay.
That's okay. Thank you for asking, because someone may have thought that. So it's like curly updo, curly down style, wavy updo, wavy down style. You get what I'm saying? Those are four categories right there. You enter wherever you would like within those categories. And like I said, you can enter up to three times per category. It's like we're going out of our way to say, hey, you can win this. Come on. The odds are in your favor. But in 2021, our cosmetology students really showed up. So I said, okay, guys, I'm going to give you guys some extra love. And I created some cosmetology categories. So we have cosmetology student up style and cosmetology student down style. They can enter any of the categories, any of the textures: cosmetology student up style, cosmetology student down style. You are a student if you are literally in cosmetology school, if you're an apprentice at a salon, if you're working on set and not licensed, or if you've been licensed for under 2 years. We're just giving you your own special categories there.
So those aren't separate categories. So basically, if you're licensed for under 2 years or in school, you qualify for that cosmetology student.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I get the question quite often, well, I am licensed or I'm confident. Can I enter the other categories? Hey, do what you got to do. I always tell the old school artists who have their shoulders back and they're so good, never let a freshman take your spot.
Ooh, snap. Wow.
There are some good entries.
So can a student enter both the student category and can they use the same images then to enter one of the other categories that's not a student category?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It can, but I don't know that I would recommend it. But they can. There's no rule saying they can't. I'm just the founder. I'm not a judge. So I could sell out.
Yeah. And you said judge. Like, who's judging this? Is it blind? Is it not blind? How does that process work?
So we've got enough judges to run the world, and it is completely anonymous when you submit. The judges have no idea who submitted what. But the issue that kept arising from stylists when they would say they don't want to enter competitions, they were really nervous that it would be too political and that judges would only vote for their friends. So since the point is to help you increase your network, I didn't want to just have three or five judges. I have like 24 judges.
Yay.
24. So I am creating pathways for artists to have connections with judges, because when the judges are judging through Texture Style Awards website, it's completely anonymous. They can't see who submitted. But after the judges judge the round and people become finalists, they're going to put up their entry and say, I'm a Texture Style Awards finalist. The judges are going to see that. Then when we have our live ceremony in August, it's going to give you guys something to talk about. That's the human element. A judge is going to be like, oh, you did this entry. I loved it. I thought it was the best in the category. There goes your conversation, you know?
Right, right, right.
So we've got some amazing judges. We've got Jenny Strebe, Confessions of a Hairstylist, Rebecca Taylor, Greg Gilmore from Moroccan Oil, Ursula Steven, best known for her work with Rihanna and Bebe Rexha, Simone Pettinini, who people really love. She's got 1.5 million followers on Instagram. I'm like, how do you balance 1.5 million followers? Janelle Seeley Smith, over 100,000. I mean, we've just got, the list goes on and on of amazing judges.
That's so cool. And I'm a huge fan of blind judging. You know, I think that's a way that everything should be judged, but with, yes. You know, it shouldn't be attached to how many followers you have, or it shouldn't be attached to what your name is, or any of that stuff. I mean, then at least that's the, if nothing else, like, it removes the political conversation, even if it's not political, right? Because I know that there's some award shows out there that everyone thinks it's political, right? And we don't really know if it is or not, but if you do it this way, it just removes that as a conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've done so many things to remove the political conversation. You don't even have to do a photo shoot to enter this competition. We just need you to take an image of your work on your smartphone on a solid background. So not all of this funny business I got going on here. A solid, in front of a poster board, in front of a brick wall. We want to celebrate you for the work that you do. We know a lot of people don't know how to put together a photo shoot, or they don't have those contacts with photographers. So that takes them out of the mix. And that can make you feel like, oh, since I don't have these resources, I'm not invited. No, ma'am. No, sir. You are invited here where you can come and be celebrated. And we had a couple of winners, and we had many finalists in 2021 who took their own images on a solid background. Some even took them on a solid background in the salon, who still did exceptionally well in the competition.
Now, I see a nice little crystal award on your left shoulder there. Is that kind of the plaque that they would win if they win Texture Style Award? Or
they get way more. So this is my plaque for my work in diversity and inclusion. But for Texture Style Awards, you get a plaque along those lines. But more importantly, you get thousands of dollars in products and tools from our sponsors. You get one-on-one mentorship from our sponsors. You get private industry invitations, and you get featured on multiple different media outlets and podcasts.
That's amazing. Wow. That's very, very cool. What you're talking about the judges. So when you're having conversation with the judges, what are you guiding them on what criteria to use to judge them? Or is it just like, this is my favorite, this is not my favorite? Or
No, we're not doing that. Oh no, none of that funny business. So when you go to the website, it is written out in the rules section. It tells you all six categories that you are judged in. Some of the categories being very basic, like, is your background solid? Did you enter in the correct hair texture category? And we break down straight hair is no discernible curl pattern. Wavy hair is a little wave like the sea. Curly hair, we're getting into a spiral, which can be wide. And coily hair is a very tight spiral or a Z pattern. So we make it easy to follow along. I believe it breaks down to about 15% is their opinion.
That's pretty cool. So, and just to be clear again, so when you're talking about straight hair, like, that's not the finished look, but that's how the hair presents naturally.
Thank you for asking that. So it is only the finished look. We are hair magicians. We have all types of creativity. How could anybody possibly tell you how the hair begins? across every culture, every race, it's all for curl patterns, all for texture patterns. So we have no idea how you began. Just show us how you ended. So if you take somebody with very coily hair, you straighten their hair and you decide to put it in an updo, now you enter the straight updo category. If you have somebody who starts with pin straight hair and you decide to set it on a 1-inch curling iron and leave it down and create a big mane of hair, they're now in the curly down style category. So there is room for your creativity. You can add hair extensions. You can add hair accessories. Do whatever you need to do to make it look amazing.
Mm. That's fantastic, because now it's open to for everybody, every category, and there's no, you know, what's kind of like dividing and separating, you know?
Right. That's so good.
Thank you. That's why the first chunk of the competition is, did you enter in the right category? And people hear what they want there. You decide the right category by the final texture of the style. We literally cannot see how you started. We can only tell how you end.
Boom. I love that. Hey, so again, clarify something for me. So you said a solid background, but a brick wall is a solid background, or like we have our wood wall, like that all counts. So what's a solid background?
Solid, non-distracting, and all of that is written out on the rule section as well. Just something consistent that doesn't get in the way. This stuff gets in the way.
So you want to see the hair.
We want to see only the hair. And let me go further. When we release the images to the press of the finalists, the top in each category, sometimes they decide they want to pick up those images. We don't know where they're going to lay your image. But if you got all of this going on, they're going to skip your image because they can't put it in their layout. It doesn't work. So you want to have as solid and non-distracting as possible. I think there will be a lot of hurt feelings if you do well in a competition and no one picks up your image. But also, let me go a bit further. We had some people submit clients sitting in their salon chair from an up angle, and we could see all the dust on the floor, the brooms, the cords. No one's going to be able to do anything with that photo. You wouldn't put that photo in your Instagram. You wouldn't put it in your portfolio. So while you don't have to pay for a photographer, we need you to put a little bit of thought and care into your background.
Treat it like a professional.
Absolutely. If you stood up against your wood background and just blocked those hats, that would be just fine. It's non-distracting.
Boom.
I think
you would blend right in the background.
You blend right into
the right. But for a hair competition, if you blended in and you had like some big red hair, how dope would that be?
I would just be a floating beard back there.
Floating beard and then with the red hair, like, that's all we'd see. So it'd be perfect.
Oh my gosh. Dude, first off, before we move on, dude, I applaud you for taking this on. Cause even as you're walking through and I'm thinking like, man, there's a lot of work and a lot of like attention to detail in this. And that's pretty awesome. So, you know, thank you for doing it, not just doing it, but for doing it, you know? So thank you for that. And congratulations. Last year, how many entries did you have?
So in 2021, we had 350 entries, 104 people entered, but the stat that changed it all was the first round is voting by the judges. The second round is public voting. We had 27,000 public votes. I was floored. I was like, oh, you know, we'll get a couple thousand and that'd be great, something to work with. 27,000 public votes. So I created a virtual ceremony in 2021, which was really well done, if I do say so myself, because if I do anything, it's going to be good.
Yeah, for sure.
And that let me know to bring it back again. I couldn't come back in 2022 because it wasn't right. So I had to wait to get it right this year. And to your point, I feel like this must be what it's like when women have kids, where it's so extreme, so much hard work and pain. It's unbelievable. You're like, I'll never do it again. And then they have another one because they forgot.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like that.
We do that every April.
Putting together shows and events. Now I understand why so many people don't do it, why so many people are opinionated and don't put in the work, because the work is magnanimous. Like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, but the reward is amazing too. And you know, like And I think what you're doing here is like you're building legacy out of it, you know, meaning and the legacy is not for you. The legacy is for those 350 entries. The legacy is for the 350 entries that happen and more every year. You know, that's what it's about. I mean, I think that it's really important. And I wish I kind of wish I had done this when I was earlier. And I recommend anybody that's getting into the industry is just do competition. There's so many competitions out there. You can get into them for virtually nothing, you know, when you're starting out, and then see where that evolves. But the competitions teaches you hair differently.
Yes.
It teaches you aesthetic. It teaches you stuff that you'll never kind of learn, not never, but it is harder to learn behind the chair. So, yeah. and I love that we have a lot of competitions going on right now. And you know, whether it's this or the other one, or the other one, or the other one. And then, you know, before you know, here's what's going to be really
cool. I forgot that one.
I said this one. So what's really cool, Monet, is that somebody that enters yours is going to have the confidence to win an AHA, and you're going to have an AHA winner, which is going to be pretty dope, or you're going to have like a British Hairdressing Award winner, and that'll be pretty dope. So, you know, all competition is good competition.
Absolutely. This was created to help to change your career. Those other competitions are great, but it's really hands-on and mentorship for career changes. I want you to look back and see a literal bump in the road from when you entered Texture Style Awards and how your career improved and how you were able to work beyond the chair if that's what you desire or become super booked beyond the chair.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, the opportunities that are presented to you if you're a winner is, I mean, that's incredible. I mean, most awards, when it's over, but you, with Texture Style Awards, I mean, the networking and the opportunity to change your career is pretty incredible.
Yeah, me and my ideas.
And you know, I even take it a step further, is that it's not even just the winners, you know, it's just the opportunity to be a part of this, and then, you know, to keep going, you know. Yeah. So that's awesome, Monet. I'm so very, if I'm allowed to say this, I'm so very proud of you, you know, and thank you. And I'll thank you for taking this on for the industry as a whole. Like that's pretty dope. So when do entries have to be in? How do they enter? Let's walk through like how to do this.
Absolutely. So we are still doing classes right now for Texture Education Series, for if anyone would like to come to them. Throughout May and June, we offer multiple different classes in New York City at the Aveda Arts and Sciences Institute. So you can come in person or you can watch virtually, because we want everybody to learn from this. You can enter the competition by June 30th. June 30th is the cutoff for entries. We make it crazy affordable. It's only like $30 an entry. For every four entries, we make it $100. So this is super reachable for everyone. It's very inclusive. All you got to do is enter at texturestyleawards.com. We'd love for you to follow us on Instagram. So after you enter, the final deadline is June 30th. We're going to have one round of voting by our celebrity panel of judges. And then we're going to have a second round of voting where you can promote yourself on socials and get people to vote for you. And then you have just enough time to make it to New York City by August 13th to find out who the winners are. Find out if you're going to take home a Texture Style Awards trophy. But the most important category that I love is overall Texture Style Awards winner. And that's for the person who placed highest among multiple categories. And I'm going to tell you, in 2021, we had a shock. Just because you win one category does not mean you place the highest among all of the categories. We had one person who ended up winning, the overall winner, who did not win one category because she had the highest across multiple categories. Wow. So that would be you. We just want you to come out, enter, have fun. And, you know, I do want to say one thing that goes a little deeper. For those of you who have a lot of opinions, and I certainly was one of them, you have to show the world, and especially the beauty industry, what you value by what you show up for and what you pay for. Opinions do not matter if you are not physically there or if you are not making purchases. So you want to sign up for classes and show up. You want to enter competitions if you care about diversity and inclusion, what is your pocketbook, time, and attention showing you want? Are you liking these posts? Are you entering competitions? Are you sharing? Are you standing in the faces of the brands and saying, this is what I want, and following through with your attendance? I want to make sure to say that everywhere I go now, because I think so many people truly do not understand how decisions are made and how important their collective voices are. And a voice is attendance and money. Show up and show that.
Bam. Boom. Love that. Miss Monet, once again, thank you so much for doing this for the industry. Thank you for hanging out with, thank you for telling us about it. And thank you for telling our audience about it. Our listeners. Yeah, any way that we can support you, let us know, you know, and congratulations again. Just really, really, once again, happy that you've done this and proud of you.
Thank you. And I will certainly take you up on that offer. Maybe we'll get some, finalists or winners on the show or something like that. Some repulse, you know, Monet is the woman with ideas.
well, we have an open ear for your ideas, Monet. So let us know what we can do and help out. We appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Also, Miss Monet Everett, for the founder of TextureStyleAwards.com. Thank you very much for joining us on your day off.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, share it with friends, give us a rating, and drop a review. To listen to all the latest podcasts, please subscribe from your favorite podcast outlet. And to stay connected on and off the show, you can follow us at Hairdistry on Instagram and all other social media platforms. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Peace and love.